Hello?
Good morning, this is Tiana returning your call with customer service. How may I help you?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I just received some keto burn in the mail, and I didn't order any, and so I was trying to see what was going on with that.
Okay, ma'am, may I have your zip code and last name, please?
28772, and the last name is Shipman.
Okay, would that be Melanie Shipman?
Yes, ma'am.
And for security purposes, could you provide me with your mailing address?
P.O. Box 181, Rosman, North Carolina.
Okay, so I do see here that you have our complex keto burn. It appears back on the 26th of November, you enrolled yourself in a 14-day trial with our product.
November 26th.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like 14 days after your trial period, when we didn't receive a call from you, you were placed on the rebill where you would receive our products on a monthly basis.
Well, I didn't even order it, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Send it back to you.
Okay, ma'am, we wouldn't be able to receive any products back due to current health and safety standards.
If it's not opened.
No, ma'am, unfortunately not. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how has that product been working out for you?
I haven't tried it because I didn't order it. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know if someone's got my name and my information or something, but I didn't order it. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, ma'am. It appears that it was shipped to your P.O. box. Would that possibly someone at your house?
No. There's no one in my house that would order it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, it appears that these charges would be valid. Since we actually do have the same mailing and shipping address on file, now if you would like, I can get you transferred to my fraud department, but they do take fraud very seriously, and they would prosecute anyone who did authorize these charges without your permission. You know, but looking here, it does appear that these charges would be valid.
How much is it charged?
I see that you were billed the retail amount of the product and the amount of
$89.65. $89.65. Oh my gosh. Well, I did not order this, so I want to talk to your manager.
Okay, ma'am. So you would like to be transferred to the fraud department?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Allow me a moment and I'll get someone on that line for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. I actually did locate someone that I could go ahead and get your line released to. Again, I just want you to be aware that we do take fraud very seriously. Once I do get your line rerouted, you're going to hear some music and a slight pause. So please do not release your end of the line, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and you have a nice day.
You too.